today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. From today on, we're going to start the 10 days of Fajr. That means the 10 days between February 1st or Bahman 12th and February 11th on 1977 are called Fajr decade, which Imam Khomeini entered to Iran after 15 years of exile, and the greatest welcome in history took place from him in Tehran, and eventually the Pahlavi regime was extinct after more than 50 years of oppression and tyranny on February 23rd. So congratulations, and today is Thursday, 20th of Rajab, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 12th of Bahman, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 1st of February, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We listen chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 270.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وما أنفقتم من نفقة أو نذرتم من نذر فإن الله يعلمه وما للظالمين من أنصار.
And whatever you spend of expenditures or make of vows, indeed Allah knows of it. And for the wrongdoers, there are no helpers.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The objective meaning of unjust here is those who spend their wealth in the way of disobedience of Allah and committing sins. They do not give the alms of their property, or they vow to do that which is sin. For such people, there will be no friend who can save them from the divine judgment or prevent his punishment.
In the month of Bahman, the month of Islamic Revolution, be with
today's special. Islamic Revolution as a Republic. We're going to discuss about that. The popularity of the Islamic Revolution is a significant characteristic manifested in its republican aspect. The popularity of the Islamic Revolution is different from that of other revolutions. Firstly, popularity is with the essence of Islam. Islam keeps the people in the scene in a real and true manner. The long-standing years of people's true presence in the revolutionary scenes and their participation in the elections of all officials, as well as their contribution to the preservation of the achievements of the Islamic Revolution, are all manifestations of truthful popularity of the Islamic system. Congratulations on the 10th day of Fajr, Fajr decade, which Imam Khomeini entered to Iran after the 15 years of exile on 1977.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. In this video, we shall be talking about the Islamic revolution and its difference with other revolutions. The revolution that happened in Iran, in the Islamic Republic of Iran, and its difference with other revolutions, and what made it that much different, and what characteristics made it that different from other revolutions. The unique characteristic of the Iranian revolution in comparison to other major revolutions around the world, such as China and Russia, is its founding based on the divine teachings of Islam. This all-encompassing and universal religion, its founding based on the divine teachings of Islam, that is an all-encompassing and universal religion. This extraordinary phenomenon was achieved with the goal of reviving Islamic values and giving religion sovereignty, free from any tendencies or influences from human schools of thought. The religious nature, leadership power, key role of the clergy, and mass participation are the most important distinguishing aspects of the Islamic revolution compared to other revolutions.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Bahman presents
today's special. Islamic Revolution quotes Dr. Kalim Siddiqui, director of the Muslim Institute London, offers this assessment. Since the revolution in Iran, I have been moving around some of the Sunni countries, some of the most reactionary, if I might put it that way. I can assure you that the people in those countries have been absolutely galvanized and their imaginations have been captured. Some of them take the precaution of locking their doors before they talk about it. If national boundaries were taken away, probably Ayatollah Khomeini would be elected by acclamation by the Ummah as a whole as the leader of Muslim world today. Islamic Revolution achievements of four decades. An important principle in the Islamic Republic is Velayat Faqih, which pertains to the leadership of the system. This leader enjoys certain criteria and specifications. The Islamic Republic of Iran's constitution has mentioned the characteristics of Vali Faqih, means supreme jurisprudent. There are piety, justice, courage, management, prudence, awareness of domestic and foreign political issues, and mastery of Islamic sciences. Vali Faqih, as the leader of the Islamic Revolution, is appointed by the Assembly of Experts, who are in turn elected by the people's votes. The 45 years' experience of the Islamic Republic clearly shows that the leader plays the prime role in preservation of the system, the rights of the people, and resolving the internal and external problems.
In today's episode, we're going to go through some of the important events that took place before the 1979 Islamic Revolution in Iran. It's history recap time. Number one, the extraterritoriality law. Now, what is that, you may ask? Well, basically, it's an extraterritorial violation of human rights. The Pahlavi regime approved a law in the parliament which granted immunity to American personnel so they could not be prosecuted by Iranian courts, the judiciary, and security organizations. This is called extraterritoriality. When foreigners are allowed to enter a country and do whatever they like, and the court and police forces of that country are unable to do anything to stop foreigners meddling in its affairs. It shows that the country has an extreme form of weakness and dependence. And unfortunately, we still got a lot of countries living under this law till this day. Number 2. The Qiyam of the People of Qom. In January 1978, the people of Qom rose up in a public demonstration against the Pahlavi regime and its policies. Why? Well, because the Pahlavi regime published an article in a newspaper called Ittila'at, one of the largest publications in circulation in Iran. The article insulted Ayatollah Khomeini while he was in exile. I mean, you can't just insult an honorable leader and get away with it. So then the Shah's security forces cracked down on the peaceful protesters and forcibly suppressed the Iranian people who supported Imam Khomeini. This caused a huge wave of protests in major cities like Tabriz, Shiraz, Tehran, and Mashhad. And this incident echoed throughout Iran and quickly became a standing point for the Islamic Revolution. Number 3. The Den of Espionage. So, a group of university students following the Islamic Revolution took over the American embassy in Tehran and named it the Den of Espionage. Why did they name it so? Well, because the personnel in the American embassy had a huge spy network that was spying on Iranians and even in the broader Western Asian region. Now, the American media constantly insists that the activities of the US embassy in Iran were normal. Yeah, right. Countless documents were discovered and publicly disclosed that showed that this was no simple embassy. They described the Iranian uni students as wild, irrational, and in violation of international laws. Really? Who was violating international laws? Well, the first thing to consider is to respect the laws of any host country. So even though an embassy has immunity, it doesn't mean that it can violate the laws of the host country. You can't just violate laws and get away with it. Second point is that embassies should not interfere in a country's internal affairs. The American personnel at the US embassy had been violating Iran's laws and interfering in the country's internal affairs, and there's documentation to prove it. Number 4. The Air Force Pledge Allegiance. On the 8th of February 1979, the Air Force met Imam Khomeini and pledged allegiance to him. Now, the Air Force is one of the strongest arms in any country's military. So it became one of the strongest supports for the new emerging revolution. The Air Force was one of the closest forces to the power center of the Pahlavi regime. So they were struck a blow from where they never expected. Amazing. Number 5. On January 16, Shah and his family fled Iran for Egypt, ostensibly for vacation. As he departed, he kinda gave Iran over to the Prime Minister Bakhtiar, saying, "I give Iran into your care, yours and God's." Bakhtiar then announced a countrywide curfew and martial law. And that didn't go down pretty well. People came out united against the Shah regime, demanding for an Islamic society, and rose up in a national revolution against westernizing their country. And that leads us into the present with a beautiful Islamic nation stronger than ever before, the Islamic Republic of Iran.
So from today on, we start the Fajr decade. 10 days of celebration for returning Imam Khomeini to Iran after his exile in 1977. Thank you very much for listening to us and have a nice time.
Ali, Ali, pero el rapper es